I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Debt ceiling is one of those terms that probably doesn't translate well. Maybe one day it'll wind up on the U.S. citizenship exam. It's already a pretty tough test, but it turns out that nearly everyone who takes the exam passes it, probably because people spend hours in classes memorizing the material, not to mention $600 for the test fee. Critics have called the test arbitrary and unfair, but what's the alternative? As part of our coverage this week on citizenship, Sam Harnett takes a look.
The best way to prepare for the U.S. citizenship test is memorization, memorization, memorization.
What is the highest court in the United States?
The Supreme Court.
How many justices are on the Supreme Court?
Nine.
This prep class in Utica, New York, is like your worst nightmare of an eighth grade history lesson. But it's not junior high. The room is filled with immigrants, and they're preparing for their citizenship exams.
Hey, remember the three branches? What are the three branches?
So the federal agency that creates and administers this test is the USCIS. That's the United States Citizenship and Immigration Service. A few years ago, it spent millions revamping the exam, trying to make it less about memorization. Julie Glulevin doesn't think they succeeded.
It's kind of sad, but that's just the kind of test it is.
Glulevin moved to the U.S. from France in 1998. She passed the citizenship test by cramming the night before.
Yeah, now I've probably forgotten like half of what I studied.
But for people not fluent in English, the test is a challenge. Take Amu, a 62-year-old refugee from Burma. I met her in the classroom in Utica, New York, preparing for the test. Her brain, she says, just isn't what it used to be.
I want to get more opportunity in U.S., but I need to try more.
The citizenship test has two parts, an English language section with reading, speaking, and writing, and a civics part with 100 possible questions. Some are easy, like who's the president of the U.S.? Others are tougher, like how many amendments are there? Or this doozy.
The Federalist Papers were written by whom?
Paula Winke is a professor of second language studies at Michigan State University. She says Americans can't even answer questions like this, so it shouldn't be on the exam. Winke's done research to determine if the exam is a good standardized test. Her premise is that the exam should prove that an immigrant's civics knowledge matches that of an average U.S. citizen. But Winke says that's not the case.
I think we've got 10 items that are working really well and 90 that are not.
Winke found that U.S. citizens only perform noticeably better than immigrants on local governance questions, like who's your House representative?
From a test development standpoint, then you start wondering, well, what is this test testing?
Testing is a science. Normally, exam companies release a technical test manual. It's a public document that explains things like how the questions are developed and how the exam is run. Winke says the public expects such transparency for tests like the SATs and GREs, but she says the USCIS doesn't provide it for the citizenship test.
USCIS is now a giant test company, yet they're not behaving like one.
But USCIS spokesperson Daniel Cosgrove says it's a mistake to compare the citizenship test with, say, the SATs. He says immigrants gain valuable knowledge through studying.
The study materials on our Citizenship Resource Center prepare applicants for a life of engaged citizenship, not simply to pass a test.
Recently, the USCIS announced nearly $10 million to fund innovative test prep courses, ones that give applicants context and engage them. But many immigrants say the test is still about memorization. Eric Cohen has a different idea. Offer an option besides the test.
Someone could opt out of taking the test and instead actually take a class.
Cohen is director of the Immigrant Legal Resource Center in San Francisco.
It could be an engaging class, which not only covers U.S. history and government, but also real civics, how to volunteer, how to engage in voting, how to read a proposition, etc.
Practical information. Things, he argues, would really help immigrants engage in life in America, not just facts to memorize.
Why does the flag have 50 stars?
Because one star.
Back in Utica, Amu, the refugee from Burma, continues to cram. If she passes the test, she'll be the first person in her family with U.S. citizenship. After that, she'll probably never be asked again who wrote the Federalist Papers. For The World, I'm Sam Harnett, Utica, New York.
So if someone asked you why Ben Franklin is famous, could you come up with the answer? Seems like there's probably more than one right answer to that one. Well, it's just one of the questions on the U.S. citizenship test. We've pulled together a pop quiz from the official test. Try it. I did. And it's harder than I thought, even for multiple choice. You can find it on our website, PRI.org.